good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer, and I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on with our series that we've been calling Adulting, looking at the book of Proverbs. And it was Father's Day, so happy belated Father's Day to all of our dads out there. We looked, in some ways, at a passage that I think is appropriate for Father's Day. We were looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, and also Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, because in some ways it sort of gives a commentary. It expands on what is said there in Proverbs chapter 3. But it says this in Proverbs 3, and I think this is just such a powerful little passage here. Solomon says this: "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke." And we talked a little bit about what does discipline mean, what does rebuke mean, and discipline, that word carries with it the idea of less punishment and more instruction, correction, almost like a check. Like, hey, you know, think about where you're going right now and which direction you're heading, and maybe you need to change directions. The idea of rebuke, that word has more maybe that idea of punishment in a sense, or the word reproof or rebuke, that came to mind a lot when I was looking through just sort of what definitions. Rebuke or reproof were two of the words that were used most often to translate that word. And he says, don't despise that. Don't resent the Lord's rebuke. Instead, verse 12, he says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. And I think that's so powerful. And first, I think I have to say it depends on how you first receive that verse. I think it depends on maybe your experience with your earthly dad. That's what Hebrews chapter 4 talks about, or excuse me, Hebrews chapter 12 talks about, is that fathers discipline their kids. It says what children are not disciplined by their father, that father's discipline during their lives as best as they see fit. And the reality is that's the way that it should be, is that dads are there and that dads do a good job as best as they can under the Lord and disciplining, but that's not the reality for everyone. And so for some of us, dad wasn't there at all. For some of us, dad wasn't emotionally present. For some of us, dad disciplined only in anger. And so I understand that sometimes there's a little bit of work to do there on hearing that. When you think as a father, the son he delights in, you don't think about a father figure and think, yes, he delighted in me. And that can be really, really hard. And that's something that honestly we have to ask the Lord. Lord, you know, if my dad wasn't a good example in that area, he didn't show his delight in me, he didn't discipline me seemingly in love, he seemingly just disciplined me in anger, if he was there at all, we have to really recognize, okay, God's not like that. God is a perfect Heavenly Father who does discipline, he does rebuke, but he does it in love. If we had a good example as a father, imperfect as our earthly dads may be, and this is the case that I have, I look at my dad and I see a good example of this, someone that I can look to and say, I see echoes or reflections, imperfect as he may be, of my Heavenly Father, my perfect Father. And so this idea makes a lot of sense to me that, look, when God disciplines me, when God has me in a season where he forces me to sort of look in the spiritual mirror and take a look at some of my sinful tendencies and have to face those things, and even though it's really uncomfortable and I want to run from it and I don't want to have to deal with that, God is instructing me in those times. God is disciplining me. God is even rebuking me and saying, Cale, you are heading down a path that's unwise, that's going to hurt others, that's going to hurt yourself. Those times, it makes sense to me to hear Solomon say, look, don't despise that. Don't resent that, because it's actually evidence. If you have discipline, if God is disciplining you, God's discipline is evidence of God's love for you. The way I told it to our folks on Sunday, I said, look, if God is disciplining you, it means you're his child, he's your father, and he loves you. He delights in you. And so instead of just being angry or saying, God, are you mad at me? Or God, why are you putting me through this difficult time? Instead, we can see those seasons of discipline where God is instructing us and training us and maybe putting us through some difficult things. He's doing that with a purpose, and we can actually rejoice because we know that that means, man, I'm his child, he loves me, and he's doing this for my good. And that's what Hebrews chapter 12 talks about, is that when we're trained by that discipline, although it doesn't seem pleasant at the time, ultimately it will produce a harvest of righteousness and peace for us, and that God even does it that we might share in his holiness. And so, you know, I told our folks on Sunday, the results of God's discipline far outweigh the pain. The results of God's discipline far outweigh the pain of that discipline. It is painful. It's not pleasant at the time. And yet, there's a purpose for it, and we can trust. And I know that my Heavenly Father is perfect. He loves me, and he only disciplines me for my good and for his glory. And so I want to give you a moment right now just to pray. Let me pray for you, and then I'll give you a moment to pray for yourself and just reflect on those things. Heavenly Father, thank you for God, for discipline, though it may seem strange to say thank you for that. Lord, we know that you discipline us. You put us through sometimes difficult things, and you instruct us, Father, for our good and for your glory. And so, Lord, I want to say thank you for that. And I pray that we would do as Solomon says here. We wouldn't resent that discipline. We wouldn't hate that discipline or despise it. But instead, we would say, this discipline in my life, God instructing me and correcting me, even checking me at times, that's evidence of your love. That's evidence of the fact that I am God's child. He is my father, that he loves me. So Father, we are grateful for that truth. And Lord, I pray for all of us this morning that we would see more clearly what it is you're doing in our lives during those times of discipline. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and just pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.